Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 73 of the Minor Prophets. Today we are continuing our study of Zechariah with a devotion titled, Visions of Judgment. Ruth Graham once said, "Although God's judgment is not always swift, it is always certain." Our text for today is from the book of Zechariah, chapters 5 and 6. "Again, I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, a flying scroll. And he said to me, 'What do you see?' I answered, 'I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits, and its width 10 cubits. Then he said to me, 'This is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole land. For everyone who steals shall be cleaned out according to what is on one side, and everyone who swears falsely shall be cleaned out according to what is on the other side. I will send it out, declares the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter the house of the thief and the house of him who swears falsely by my name, and it shall remain in his house and consume it, both timber and stones.' Then the angel who talked with me came forward and said to me, 'Lift your eyes and see what this is that is going out.' And I said, 'What is it?' He said, 'This is the basket that is going out.' And he said, 'This is their iniquity in all the land.' And behold, the leaden cover was lifted, and there was a woman sitting in the basket. And he said, 'This is wickedness.' And he thrust her back into the basket and thrust down the leaden weight on its opening. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, two women coming forward. The wind was in their wings. They had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between earth and heaven. Then I said to the angel who talked with me, 'Where are they taking the basket?' He said to me, 'To the land of Shinar, to build a house for it. And when this is prepared, they will set the basket down there on its base.' Again, I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, four chariots came out from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, the second black horses, the third white horses, and the fourth chariot dappled horses, all of them strong. Then I answered and said to the angel who talked with me, 'What are these, my Lord?' And the angel answered and said to me, 'These are going out to the four winds of heaven after presenting themselves before the Lord of all the earth. The chariot with the black horses goes toward the north country. The white ones go after them, and the dappled ones go toward the south country. When the strong horses came out, they were impatient to go and patrol the earth. And he said, 'Go, patrol the earth.' So they patrolled the earth. Then he cried to me, 'Behold, those who go toward the north country have set my spirit at rest in the north country.' And the word of the Lord came to me, 'Take from the exiles Heldai, Tobijah, and Jediah, who have arrived from Babylon, and go the same day to the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Take from them silver and gold, and make a crown, and set it on the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and say to him, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, the man whose name is the branch, for he shall branch out from his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. It is he who shall build the temple of the Lord, and shall bear royal honor, and shall sit and rule on his throne. And there shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crown shall be in the temple of the Lord as a reminder to Helam, Tobijah, Jedidiah, and Hen, the son of Zephaniah. And those who are far off shall come and help to build the temple of the Lord. And you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And this shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Zechariah chapters 5 and 6 introduce the prophet's 6th and 7th visions, which both focus on God's judgment. Zechariah's vision in chapter 5 has three parts. First, the prophet dreams about a flying scroll. In verse 3, God tells his prophet the meaning of this scroll. This is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole land. The scroll symbolizes the unfaithful sinners that God will remove from his people to purify the land and bless those who remain. Zechariah continued to dream, and God gave him another vision of judgment. This time, he saw a basket going out over the land containing a lead top with a woman sitting in the basket. Zechariah saw the woman thrown back into the basket and the lid slammed shut. According to verse 8, the woman represented wickedness, and God was symbolizing his collection of evil people and their judgment. Zechariah chapter 5, verses 9 through 11 begins a third in the series of visions of judgment. Zechariah lifted his eyes and saw two women that had wings. They were flying through the air with wings like storks. The phrase, "the wind was in their wings" in verse 9, means they were flying effortlessly. These flying women lifted up the basket, that's in verses 5 through 8, took it to the land of Shinar, and set it down on a base. This signifies that God will remove sin from his people and establish his judgment. Zechariah chapter 6 begins another separate vision that also symbolizes God's judgment. This time, Zechariah envisions four chariots appearing from between two mountains. Each chariot was attached to horses of different colors. Warren Wiersbe's comments here are helpful. The images in this vision are similar to those described in chapter 1, verse 7 through 17, but the details are significantly different. The emphasis here is on the horses and chariots rather than the riders. And their ministry is that of accomplishing God's purposes rather than reporting on conditions in the Gentile world. In the first vision, there were many horses and riders, but here there are only four chariots, each with their horses. The four chariots with their horses represented the four spirits from God, that is, four angels, you can see Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, assigned to different parts of the world to do God's bidding. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels, that's in Psalm 68, verse 17. The presence of chariots suggests battle. And this implies judgment. For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots, like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. That's Isaiah 66, verse 15 from the New King David. The four chariots with their horses represented the four spirits from God, that is, four angels, that's Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, assigned to different parts of the world to do God's bidding. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. That's what Psalm 68, verse 17 reads. The presence of chariots suggests battle, and this implies judgment. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 15 in the New King James Translation reads as follows. For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. Since the two mountains in verse 1 of chapter 6 were made of bronze, they are symbolic, for there are no bronze mountains in the Holy Land or anywhere else. In Scripture, bronze often symbolizes judgment. The altar of sacrifice in the tabernacle and the temple was made of wood covered with bronze, and that's where sin was judged when the sacrifices were burned. Zechariah chapter 6 discusses a crown and God's temple. That's in verses 9 through 15. The crowning of Joshua signifies the union of the roles of priest and king, which would later be fulfilled in the coming Messiah. Concerning these verses, Wiersbe writes, "All of this refers, of course, to Jesus Christ, for he is the man whose name is the branch." You can see chapter 6, verse 12, and also chapter 3, verse 8. Looking down to the time of the kingdom, God announced that Messiah would be both king and priest. He would sit on the throne and reign, but he would also build the temple and serve as a priest. Therefore, God gave Zechariah these visions in chapters 5 through 6 to indicate his coming judgment and prophesy about our coming Messiah who would reign as priest and king. Some questions to consider. How does the flying scroll in chapter 5 symbolize God's judgment and emphasize the consequences of sin? How does the vision of the four chariots in chapter 6 portray God's power and sovereignty? And finally, what insights can be gathered from these visions about God's character? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.